She takes all the fun out of it. She's like,
The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. McManus?
7:07.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on November 14th of 2017, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. McManus, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Present.
Mrs. DeMerle. Dr. Foy.
Present.
Mrs. McHugh. Mr. Malloy.
Here.
Mrs. Olasky.
Here.
Mrs. Radaguda.
Present.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Here.
And Ms. Grant.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Ms. Vanderoff, in your last meeting, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
To the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you serve as tonight's process guardian, please?
Sure.
Thank you. I'd like to take this time to turn over the agenda to Dr. Finder.
Great.
Dr. Finder?
Good evening, everyone. It was just a few couple of months ago where some fifth and sixth grade students appeared at my office to show an original presentation about a project that they wanted to do at Round Valley School. It was absolutely endearing, and we couldn't help but say yes. And then when we had the opportunity, we wanted to bring them to share their success with all of us. So would you welcome Mrs. Major and Mrs. Kilroy's homeroom, Mrs. Snyder's and Mr. Cobot's homeroom. Take it away. Welcome.
Yes, it is.
Good evening, board members, teachers, parents, and community members. We are from Mrs. Major and Mrs. Killery's fifth grade homeroom and Mrs. Snyder and Mr. Cocott's sixth grade homeroom. We are so excited to share a very special project that we have been working on for the past few months.
In the beginning of the school year, we set to complete a service learning project. During our ABC time on Monday mornings, we began by brainstorming different ways we could help our school, community, or our country. Please watch the slideshow we created while we share with you all that we have accomplished as a team.
After a lot of discussion, we've decided that we all felt strongly about helping those who have been affected by the recent hurricanes across the country. We knew that the people of Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico needed help, but at first we weren't sure how we were going to help them.
After doing our research, we found a company called Funds2Orgs. This company allows organizations to participate in a fundraiser by collecting gently used shoes. Funds2Orgs will take the shoes to different third world countries around the world where they can be used by other people that need shoes.
In turn, Funds2Orgs sends a check to the group that collects the shoes. We learned that if we were able to collect 2,500 shoes, the company would pick up the shoes for free and give us a check for $1,000, which we would send to hurricane victims. So we decided to set a goal of 2,500 shoes.
We went into planning mode. We started making posters to hang around the school and created a slideshow to share with each classroom at Round Valley. We explained what shoes were acceptable and what shoes we could not use. We calculated that if each student in the school brought in 5 pairs of shoes, we would meet our goal, 100 bags with 25 shoes in each bag.
The shoe drive was October 11th to October 27th. To our excitement, shoes began pouring in. We saw our teachers and friends coming to school daily with bags of full, gently used shoes. During flex time, we worked all in counting, rubber banding, and rebagging the shoes into proper bags. Eventually, we had so many, we had to start filling the stage.
Through Google Classroom, we used a spreadsheet to keep track of the bags that were full and the number of shoes we had collected so far. We also had a Google Doc where we had gathered facts of the recent hurricanes and the damage they caused, as well as facts about the countries where the shoes are going. Each morning for a few weeks, a fifth and sixth grader made a morning announcement that shared a fact and arranged students to keep bringing shoes in. We even gave a shoe total to motivate RVS. We knew we were helping in so many ways.
In the end, fifth grade collected the most shoes with a total of 1,100 pairs of shoes. Sixth grade and fourth grade also did a fantastic job bringing 650 and 500 pairs of shoes. Now I know what you're thinking. It's not quite enough to reach our goal. And you're right, we learned that when you set a goal, you have to work hard to reach it, and you can't give up easily.
We want to thank everyone that helped us reach our goal. We continued to collect over the weeks until the shoes were picked up by Funds2Orgs. Our entire district, Spruce Run, Patrick McGarren, CTMS, and the board office all sent us shoes to bag. However, we hadn't reached our goal yet.
On the very last day, when Funds2Orgs came to collect our shoes, we received a very large collection of 400 shoes from Lebanon Borough School. We would like to give a special thanks to Mrs. Lawn and her school for pitching in. By adding their collection, we not only reached our goal, but we exceeded it. We collected over 100 bags of shoes, 2,650 pairs of shoes, and raised a total of $1,022 for hurricane relief.
The money will be donated to an organization called Team Rubicon. Team Rubicon is an international disaster response nonprofit organization. They unite the skills and experiences of military veterans with first responders to quickly provide relief to communities in need. We chose Team Rubicon because they not only help hurricane victims, but they help veterans find a new purpose and transition to civilian life after leaving the service. The organization has pledged to build 100 new homes in Houston, and a team is currently deployed in Puerto Rico, handing out medical supplies and removing debris.
To end this evening presentation, our teachers made a video slideshow with pictures and videos from our Shoes for Souls Service Learning Project. Thank you for your time this evening, and we hope you enjoy watching the slideshow presentation. Thank you.
Good job. Good job, guys. Way to teamwork it.
Hold on, let's hold on.
Good evening, students. On behalf of the entire Board of Education, I would like to congratulate you on your outstanding contribution to those in need. Your accomplishment is something you should be very, very proud of, to take the time to organize something to help others. On behalf of the board, I'd like to say that we are very proud of you and the work that you've done here. We acknowledge your conscientiousness towards others, and you should be very proud of that. Parents of these children, your children are an extension of who you are, and we'd like to thank you for bringing them to us and helping them conclude such a wonderful project. You should be very proud of them as well. And I'd also like to thank the teachers for leading and guiding these children in this very worthy cause. Thank you very much. And before we send you home to go do your homework, the board would like to acknowledge you with a certificate. So I'm going to call your name and come on up and get your certificate. Haley Bukowski. Cameron Campbell. Dylan Miller. Jack Olowski. Jalen Patel. Sarah Schwerk. Benny Serrani. Rosa Spann. Isabel Samiero. Brandon Lee. Emma Akers. Megan Law. Woo! Last but not least, Niraj Venna. Amelia and John, step forward, please. They came this evening to support their classmates, so thank you very much for your support.
I wanted to thank you for your hard work. I wanted to let you know that someone wise told me recently that we're not supposed to ask children what they want to be when they grow up. We're supposed to ask them what problem they want to solve. I think it's amazing that you've solved a couple of problems. You've helped people who need shoes, and you've helped people who've been hurt in a hurricane or two. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. We're going to take a break and let you go home and do your homework. Good night.
I'm looking for a motion, please, for the board to take a 15-minute recess, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in short recess.
The teacher, how pensive she looks waiting for us. So, I didn't even know I caught that.
Very cute. And we will make sure that Mrs. McHugh gets that framed photo. Tonight also marks the end of Mrs. Susan Vanderhoff's tenure as a member of the Clinton Township Board of Education. And while serving and volunteering her time on the board, Mrs. Vanderhoff served on the Personnel and Negotiations Committee, the Sink Bank Committee, and the Ad Hoc Committee that's working on evaluating the feasibility of closing the school. Mrs. Vanderhoff has been the chairperson for the Personnel Committee for 2 years and chaired the committee that negotiated the administrator's contract. She, like Mrs. McHugh, has volunteered endless hours to support the children of Clinton Township, so that they can receive the highest level of education possible while attending our schools. Mrs. Vanderhoff, on behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank you for your endless energy, thoughtfulness that you've put into your work with the Board of Education, and for being so dedicated to the community and the children.
Thank you.
There as a kindergarten.
It's been my pleasure. It really has. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but I would not have had it any other way. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's cool. The Board of Education will hold a special meeting during the month of January of 2018. And at that time, we will make a presentation entitled Considerations in Negotiations, a Review of Preparation, Process, and Current Economic Circumstances Facing New Jersey Public School District Negotiations. This presentation is in response to questions and comments that have been expressed by the public, specifically involving negotiations between the Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association. The true spirit of this presentation is to facilitate communication between the Board of Education and the public, allow people to understand the collective bargaining process, identify economic challenges facing school districts today, to answer any questions involving the collective bargaining process, and to remove any confusion about the facts surrounding the collective bargaining. The Board of Education will accept questions from members of the public in advance of the presentation, and we will try to answer as many of those questions as we can during the presentation. The content included in this presentation will not reveal any specifics relative to the actual proposals or items being negotiated at this time between the Board of Education and the Association. The confidentiality nature of these negotiations will not be broken. A date for this special meeting will be announced after the new year, in addition to the avenue for which questions from the public can be delivered to the board. Reorganization meeting. During the reorganization meeting last September 2017, the Board of Education voted on the annual schedule for monthly Board of Education meetings. At that time, the reorganization meeting for the 2018 was also voted on and passed by the board and is scheduled to be held on January 3rd of 2018. For logistic purposes, I would like to make a motion to the board to move the reorganization meeting from January 3rd of 2018 to Monday, January 8th of 2018. As I like to move the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves changing the date of the annual reorganization meeting from Wednesday, January 3rd to Monday, January 8th. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Seeing none, Mr. McManus, may we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Redaglia.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff and Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'd like to turn this portion of the meeting over to Dr. Fyander for the superintendent's report, please.
Thank you. I'd like to report that in December we have 1,266 students. Under the suspensions report, we had 4 days out of school suspension from the middle school, 1 half day in school suspension at Round Valley, and 1 day in school suspension at Round Valley School. Every year, school districts are to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the local community police department. We have done that, and a copy of that is available online. It's a standard agreement. In the month of December, while it's short, today is only 18th, we have actively engaged in teaching 1,266 amazing students every day, producing one middle school choral and one instrumental concert, both of which were outstanding, and looking forward to the Round Valley School Band and Strings concert, which will be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We have been completing the first round of staff observations, participating in teacher college reading and writing professional development. We have welcomed 2 additions to our community. Baby girl, does she have a name yet? From baby girl D-O-G-O?
DeJoy.
Okay, baby girl. And Ellie Rose Alfano, one born on the 6th and one born on the 7th. We enjoyed the PTA-hosted secret shop and soon-to-be winter celebration is this Friday. We're enjoying young learners at Spruce Run participate in the Hour of Code. PMG students are working on interest-based programs. Round Valley School 6th grade bear hunt population debate actually had a friendly beast visit. And at Clinton Township Middle School, students actually got a close-up look of a lung, well, virtually speaking. And we've been receiving a host of outstanding nominations for the Governor's Educators of the Year recognition and anticipate announcements later this week. And finally, for the 30th year, Clinton Township School has joyfully been and selflessly been participating in a program to bring holiday treats and gifts to students in the Camden area. And they did this even during a winter weather challenge. So that's what's happened so far in December in the Clinton Township School District.
Thank you, Dr. Fyander. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 18-SU-017 to 18-SU-020.
Motion.
Ms. Vanderoff, a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions for Dr. Fyander? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. Redaglia?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Moving on to our public comment section on agenda items only, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make any note of questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Christine Lodato, and I'm a fourth grade teacher at Round Valley and the co-president of our amazing Clinton Township Education Association. This is Chuck Roberto, our dedicated executive vice president. We are speaking tonight because we are hoping to proceed towards a fair settlement through our contract negotiations with the board. For the past 15 months, we have sought to meet at the table to begin our state mandated negotiations process. Since our initial request to commence negotiations on September 19th of 2016, we have encountered repeated cancellations and delays. During an initial meeting with the Public Employee Relations Commission on September 18th of 2017, we agreed to the board's request for two additional leadership meetings to set up a list of core values for our negotiations meetings. We were encouraged by the dialogue during those meetings that we would be able to move forward, but unfortunately, we have encountered numerous delays and cancellations again. We understand that family emergencies and circumstances may occasionally impact our scheduling. However, the CTEA negotiations team would like to express our greatest hope that the process of negotiations will move forward efficiently and respectfully, now working directly and solely through one of the board's attorneys, Mr. Philip Stern. While we were initially surprised by the school board's decision to have Mr. Stern be their sole representative at the table, we are optimistic that progress can and will be made towards a fair settlement for our educators. Our members work hard from early morning to late evening for the well-being and educational advancement of our children. We take great pride in the work that we do, and we hope the board will recognize these contributions and acknowledge our desire to reach a fair settlement soon, so we can all focus on what we really love to do, teach our students, the wonderful children of Clinton Township. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Frederick Skirpst. I am the NJEA UNISERV field rep for Clinton Township. It has come to the attention of the association that an agenda item for tonight's meeting is in violation of the negotiated contract and the New Jersey Supreme Court Rice notification requirements, as well as New Jersey Statute NJSA 18A27-4.1, and possible ethics violations by a member or members of the board in reference to NJSA 18A-24-1, C and D. We therefore ask that you table action 18-PN-165. It's on page 14 of the board agenda, pending further investigation. Thank you.
Karen Smith, 6 Ash Court. I'm concerned about agenda item 18-PN-165. It appears from the agenda that the position of the executive secretary to the superintendent is being eliminated. As a past PTA president, a Girl Scout leader, a Boy Scout leader, and a parent of children in various activities, I've worked with Sherry Bobel on numerous occasions to obtain flyer approval for facilities usage requests, for virtual backpack requests. I also know that Sherry is the keeper of the district calendar and updates the calendar on the website. I know these are not her only responsibilities, but I wonder how all these items are going to be accomplished in a timely manner without this position. If the position really needs to be eliminated, I'm wondering why she would not move to fill the vacant position at Round Valley. It would cause less disruption than moving two staff members, especially in the middle of the school year. I've subbed in the Spruce Run office on several occasions and know that there are many details that go into keeping our youngest students and staff safe. Annette Gunther has been instrumental in creating the dismissal process used at Spruce Run School. This process ensures that every student is accounted for and is always dismissed where they are supposed to be. In my experience, the secretaries are the heartbeat of the schools. They are the ones creating and filling absences, they're monitoring their entry points, and they're greeting the guests. I'm asking you to reconsider 18-PN-165, as I feel this would negatively impact the school district, particularly our youngest students. Thank you.
Chuck Roberto, 8th grade language arts, CTMS. I appreciate that the Board of Education posted the draft of the 2018-2019 school calendar so early for people to be able to view. I just wanted to...
Mr. Roberto, can you speak?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I had looked at the calendar, and I noticed a discrepancy in the number of days that were on there. I just want to make sure that that's brought to your attention before this draft becomes the actual calendar. It says that there's 184 days scheduled for the students, but when you add up the numbers that are there, it only adds up to 183, and thought I would bring that to your attention. It's not necessarily a problem. It just means that there's three snow days rather than the four that are stated in the calendar. Thank you.
Nicole Fava, 20 Chalfont Drive, Lebanon, New Jersey. And I stand here tonight to ask nothing more for our teachers than I wouldn't argue for any one of you sitting up here. And that is a fair day's wage for a fair day's work. Any of you on the board who have had an opportunity to visit any of our fair buildings have witnessed that our teachers put in much more than a fair day's work. Each individual teacher is valuable, and each connects with a student differently. No one knows which teacher will reach that student to leave its mark. Each individual teacher is also valuable to their particular school community. At Clinton Township Middle School, the community readies our young adults for the personal accountability and responsibility for life without the borders of the four walls. At Round Valley, our community readies the children for independence and teaches them each that it is okay to fail before you succeed. At Spruce Run, the community readies our children to be without their parents, to follow rules, and to play well with others. And at PMG, the community provides something just as valuable as their education, but a sense of home and a sense of stability that a lot of our children don't get at their own homes. To lose any of our individual teachers as a result of not paying them a fair wage for a fair day's work is akin to losing a brick in our foundation, and without our bricks, our walls. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Faith Furman. I'm at 3 Cobblestone Lane in Annandale. I've been here for 23 and a half years. My three children all went through this district. I'm coming to you as a taxpayer, and as a staff member, I'm the school nurse at Spruce Run. Annette Gunther is mentioned in an action item for tonight. Action item 18-PN-165. You ask any of the students at Spruce Run, they will tell you she is the boss of Spruce Run. They have even told Mrs. Goad that. True. So secretaries are there to free up administrators to do their professional duties. And Annette does that for Mrs. Goad, and Sherry Bobel does that for our superintendent and the board office. This body here tonight, the board members, you have hired an additional administrator to help other administrators do their jobs, which include observations and all of the work that goes into that. So as a taxpayer, I'm asking you, what benefit is it to our district when you use the justification that our administrators need more time to take away their secretaries in the middle of the year? And I just am expressing that concern in addition to the personal concern I have for our students and our most vulnerable population. Thank you.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. More than enough has been said on the action item that I was going to get up and talk about, because I looked over the agenda and I was very surprised to see this. I'm sad to see that there's a possibility of losing the full-time secretary for the superintendent, because I know that it absolutely needed. I can't even say anything else, because such great things have already been said, and true things, that all the things are done. And then over the summer, I did express my concern that there was the hire of a temporary full-time secretary at Round Valley. And I understand that there's a financial responsibility to the district, but there's also an opportunity cost. And Mrs. Furman just spoke about it. We will be paying when we put ourselves in an inefficient situation. If this is something that is truly warranted, it seems like it would have been better to wait until June. I know that it has been discussed and talked over in committee. I look forward to finding out the reason behind this. Thank you.
Ronelle Reckon, 42 Valley Grace Road. My concern tonight, when I looked at the agenda last night, was action item 18P and 165. I'm well familiar with both Annette Gunter and Sherry Bobel. I've worked with both of them. I've had kids in Spruce Run for 6 consecutive years until last year. And I've worked very close with Mrs. Bobel since I've been doing the school calendar, the PTA calendar that you all get complimentary copies of, and the teachers get copies of, for the last 3 years. Both these ladies are just excellent at their job. They know their jobs. Mrs. Bobel has been in the district for 19 years, 12 and a half of those years. She's been the executive secretary to the superintendent, and I'm sure an excellent support to our new superintendent, Dr. Finder. Mrs. Gunter has been in the district for 9 years and in the position at Spruce Run as Mrs. Goat's secretary for 9 years, and a great support there. I believe they were informed only this past Wednesday or Thursday that they will transfer on January 16th. This is an involuntary transfer. They did not ask for this. They do not want this. They were not given a choice in this decision, as far as I know. And considering there's a 10-day winter break, they only have 15 working days to adjust to this, get orientated to a new job, and also have to train somebody new for their current position. Furthermore, it will still leave a void. Our new superintendent, who only started this year, will be left without a secretary, a position that I think is crucial to have filled. And from a selfish perspective, who's going to help me with the calendar? You're all going to be without a calendar. I also question the dynamics of this decision, moving 2 people who are both very good at their job and well seasoned in their position to 2 new positions just doesn't make sense to me. One of the moves are also a move from administration outside of the CTA and now being part of CTA, which that is not my concern. It's just not fair that these moves have to be made. I, and I believe several other parents, teachers, administrative staff, and several others will really appreciate an explanation so we can better try to understand this unfortunate decision. Of course, I'm sure I don't have all the facts. However, it just doesn't add up, moving 2 excellent staff members unwillingly into new positions while still having a void, and in fact creating a new void in the superintendent's office. Just doesn't make sense, and I would really appreciate an explanation so I think we all can understand better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Rainey Duell. I'm a teacher in the school district. I've been here 20 years. So I've been here one more year than Sherry Bobel. Sherry's been through as many superintendents as I have. She's very good at her job. I've worked with her on many different opportunities, and you won't find a more professional person. She's very good at what she does at the superintendent's office. You can't teach somebody that in 2 weeks where they work alongside someone else. She's taken years to learn all those things, and she's very good at what she does. I also need to talk about Annette Gunther. For those of you that lived through Sandy Hook and the Newtown tragedies, 5 years ago was their anniversary. Our whole school system went through a major upheaval as far as safety and security. Because I work with the youngest children in the district, and I work in the youngest building in the district, we needed to pull together because just not that everyone didn't feel the repercussions of Sandy Hook, but we especially did at Spruce Run. Melissa Gold at the helm took us forward. The person that puts that in place every single day is Annette Gunther. To know that I feel safe in my building because of Melissa Goad and Annette Gunther, I cannot say enough about that. There was a huge fear in our building for many, many months after Newtown. And Annette has proven day in and day out that she will make sure any way possible to keep us safe and secure. When we had a gas leak in the school, Melissa Goad was out of district that day. Annette had to make that decision to bring us all down here and keep us safe. That was her decision, and as a community at Spruce Run, we supported her. I don't think that other people in that position could have made that wise decision and made us feel more secure than Annette Gunther. Every day, I thank God that she's in that position that she is. Every day that we're there at Spruce Run, I know she's got our back. And I hope that you all think really long and hard about moving her out of our building when we all depend on her daily. Thank you.
Just a reminder that the next board meeting is January 8th, which is the reorganization meeting, and then we have a regular meeting on January 22nd. And I just to reach out to the public, because there's a gentleman that I haven't met yet, Mr. Colin Tano. Has Mr. Colin Tano arrived yet? Mr. Colin Tano, sir. Mr. Colin Tano was available for the board if they have any questions regarding our audit for the 2016-2017 audit. If there's any questions, Mr. Valentino, he's available. Okay, Mr. Colin Tano is available for any questions from board members regarding our audit from 2016-2017. He's the district auditor.
Any members of the board have any questions for Mr. Colin Tano this evening? No, seeing none. Thank you for coming, Mr. Colin Tano. I appreciate it, sir. I would like to amend one thing in the school business administrator's report. It says that the meeting will take place at 7.
And that should say 7:30, sir?
Right, right.
The next regularly scheduled one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 7.
So
22nd? Because we have student productions during regular.
That was something the board suggested in September.
Yeah, but you and I talked about leaving it at 10:30.
I thought you were talking about the reorg.
All right, we'll leave it for 7 o'clock for now.
Okay.
Looking for a motion, please, for BA-018 to BA-021.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. McLaughlin. Second, please.
Second.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Vanderhoff. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Malloy.
Yep.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes to all, but I must have seen on 018.
Mrs. Redaguda.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
And Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. The Board of Education has three committees that meet every month. First is Facilities and Finance. Ms. Alyssa Olasky is the chair for that particular committee. Ms. Olasky, may we please have the report of your committee?
Yeah, sure. The Facilities and Finance Committee met once via email since the November board meeting, and we have 16 action items this month. Aside from the payment of monthly bills and continued financial organizational activities by Mr. McManus, there are a few things I'd like to note. There are several staff and or board reimbursement requests related to seminars, conferences, training, or and or graduate courses. There are two items related to settlement agreements. The board accepts the comprehensive annual financial report for the 16-17 school year, and there were no audit findings. The board authorizes the contracted architect to submit plans to the New Jersey Department of Education for HVAC and public address system upgrades for Round Valley and Patrick McGarren. The project will be funded through the district's capital reserve account. The board approves the 2018-19 school year budget calendar. There are several items related to parent training, digital education service licenses, and student transportation. The board also approves the 2018 ESY program. And the board graciously accepts the donation of books from Mr. Mark Buskey, a retired CTSD history teacher. The books will be cataloged in the CTMS library as the Mark Buskey Special Collection, and the collection was valued under $500. In addition, the board graciously accepts three grants, one each for Spruce Run, Patrick McGarren, and Round Valley School from the Clinton Township Foundation for Educational Excellence for the 2017-18 school year. With that, I would like to put forth a motion for action items 18FF094 through 109.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Redaguda. Any questions this evening for Mrs. Olasky? Seeing none, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Redaguda.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff. Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes. Thank you. Moving on to our second committee this evening, our Personnel Negotiations Committee. Ms. Vanderhoff is the chair. Ms. Vanderhoff, can you give us your last report, please?
Yes. We had one in-person meeting since our last board meeting, Personnel and Negotiations, and tonight we have 24 items on our agenda. Items 18-PN-141 to 18-PN-165. We have two items regarding job descriptions. One item seeks approval for three new job descriptions, and the other amends an existing job description for our district. We also have five retirements submitted, all to be effective at the end of the school year as follows. Mary Ann Pendlebury, who is a Spruce Run School teaching assistant. Virginia Brooks, who is a PMG teaching assistant. Debbie Krupp, our HR coordinator and transportation liaison. Jean Baxter, who's a CTMS ELA teacher. And Marianne Della Sera, who is a secretary at PMG. We also have several appointments tonight. We are welcoming Andrew Clarley, who is going to join us at CTMS as assistant principal beginning in mid-February, so we welcome him. We also have four other agenda items referencing new, full, and part-time appointments to the district. There's an agenda item that relates to our affirmative action officers for the district, as two items which relate to college interns and nursing students joining our district this year and shadowing our staff as a part of their college experience.
One item amends an end date from a previously approved item on an earlier agenda, and finally, we have two items which reference position changes and transfers within our district. With that, I'd like to put forth the motion for action items 18-PN-141 to 18-PN-165.
Motion. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Rudogan.
Yes.
Thank you. Mrs. Vanderhoof?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Moving on to our final committee report, policy and curriculum. Ms. McLaughlin is the chair. Ms. McLaughlin, can you give your committee's report? And if I may ask, if you could hold on to moving the calendar. Dr. Fiander is going to check the days, and then
I just actually asked our attorney. I did count it as 183. Currently, we could preliminary adopt it and then make an amendment next month if we wanted to change it. I'd like to thank Mr. Roberto for checking our math. The Policy and Curriculum Committee met last week. We had a lengthy meeting where we did discuss at length the calendar. We recognize that parents try to book vacations several months in advance and know which days they have to have off. So we are trying our best to get the calendar out sooner. We will go back and investigate the 183-184 day. So I'm going to suggest to the board that we preliminary adopt the calendar tonight, and then in the January timeframe, when we have our next policy and curriculum meeting, we'll meet again and we will finalize the calendar. But this will be our tentative calendar for next year. In addition to the calendar discussion, we are accepting a STEM grant from Exxon, which resides in Clinton Township. We are approving a field trip for our eighth graders to go and visit North Hunterdon High School. We will be readopting and reinstating our district-owned vehicle policy, as well as amending the organizational chart. As I previously stated at some board meetings, although we have much larger than usual attendance tonight, we are in the process of streamlining all of our policies, as well as making sure they're up to date online, and in the process of changing over, some of our policies were missed or omitted, even though we had previously adopted them or they were current. So as these policies come up, the Policy and Curriculum Committee is reviewing them and moving them forward as necessary. With that being said, I want to move action items 18PC24 through 18PC27.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Okay. And before we vote, Mr. Gagliardi.
So, Mr. Secretary, just so that the board and the public is clear on what's happening with PC024, the school calendar, based upon what Ms. McLaughlin said, it's should be identified as the preliminary approval of the school calendar. And then on the agenda, even if it's not going to change, on the agenda for January should be final approval. This way the public knows that some review has taken place and it's either going to be finalized as set forth or modified. But there are certain issues with regard to a school calendar that require us to be specific when it's final. And since it's not final or may not be final, the motion should make it clear that this is the preliminary approval with final approval anticipated for the January meeting.
Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? Okay, seeing none, may we then have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Vanderhoof. Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Rudogan.
Yes.
And Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to the report of the feasibility of closing a school. The Board of Education had initially scheduled a presentation for this evening on the results of a cost study to identify the potential savings of closing a school in the Clinton Township School District. The firm that was selected by the Board of Education to complete this work and present their findings had an unexpected staffing challenge and informed us that they were unable to complete the work. The board is very disappointed with this unforeseen circumstance and recognizes that the public was anticipating this information as well. The committee has acted quickly and found two outstanding individuals to replace the firm
that was initially doing the work, and they will complete the study for the district. The committee would like to recommend that Mr. Dave Hespe and Mr. Dave Corso conduct the study for the Board of Education. Dave Hespe is the former Commissioner of Education for the state of New Jersey on two separate occasions, and he was the Chief of Staff for the New Jersey Department of Education for many years. He has served as President of the Burlington County College and has held a teaching position in the university setting. Mr. Dave Corso was the Assistant Commissioner of Education and Finance for the state of New Jersey for over 22 years and has held business administrator positions in school districts in New Jersey. Mr. Hespe and Mr. Corso will review the current capacity analysis, impact of closing a school on the education that our children will receive, the impact on co-curricular programs, staffing, social and emotional impacts and benefits, transportation, and they will outline the potential process. They have estimated that their analysis will be done at the end of March. Once again, the board would like to extend its apologies for the delay, but these circumstances are out of our control. I'd like to move on to old business of the board. Any member of the board have any old business they'd like to bring up this evening?
Ms. McLaughlin? I have a couple of items, actually. Mm-hmm. So the first item is, I would like to know, Mr. Gagliardi, if I can make an amendment to action 18BA18. I would like to abstain from the executive session minutes. I inadvertently missed that when I was voting.
So you can do so with the consent of the board, or you can make a motion to reconsider.
I'll make a motion to reconsider.
Looking for a second to reconsider, please.
Second.
Do I have to do roll call or?
Yeah.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes, but I'll abstain to 18BA.
Well, no, this is just to reconsider.
No, so it's just to reconsider.
You'll vote on the substance.
Right. So yes to that.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you. Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. Radogada?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Roth? Dr. Foy?
Yes.
You did all right?
Yes.
That's
twice?
Twice.
I very much agree.
Yes.
Okay, so now you need a motion on the minutes. That was just, you moved to reconsider, it's now on the floor, you need a motion on the minutes.
I'm looking for a motion on the minutes, please.
I'll move it.
Kevin, second please. Mrs. Van Roth? Roll call, please.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes to all except 18BA18, I'll abstain because I get rid of that fly.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes to all but abstaining on 018.
Mrs. Radogada.
Yes.
Mrs. Van Roth.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion
thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin.
Okay. Back to me. Second item. I just wanted to report out to the board. I sit on the Hunterdon County School Boards Association as the representative from our board. We met 2 weeks ago in Montgomery Township for an evening dinner meeting. I ended up attending Governance 4 training again, even though I'm fully finished my training, so I've done round two. But it was a very interesting meeting. I learned a lot about school law, case studies in the state that are new and upcoming. In addition, it was an opportunity to talk to other school boards within Hunterdon County and actually outside. There were representatives from, I think, 8 of the counties in New Jersey. So it was a very interesting experience. So I'm again going to invite my fellow board members to consider coming to some of these meetings because they feed you and you get an opportunity to learn a lot of information. The next one, I believe, is in February. So I will forward you the date.
Anything else, Mrs. McLaughlin?
That is all.
That's it. Anyone else? Moving on to new business. Any member of the board have any new business?
I do.
Kevin?
First, was it a catch, Rachel?
Was it what?
Did James catch it Sunday night?
According to the NFL, that is the rule.
One item. Last Saturday, this auditorium hosted two showings of Our Clinton Nutcracker, which was put on by the Hunterdon Hills Ballet, and I bring it up because, one, the school district was generous enough to donate this auditorium, which is a great venue for it. Two, a lot of the kids in our district danced in it. A lot of the parents in our district were involved in it, most notably Lana Brennan, who helped with the costumes, Suzanne Lawn, who put on the production, along with Elaine Matthews. Suzanne got her husband and literally anyone else with 2 feet and 2 hands in this township to help. Her daughter Megan danced in it actually as the Mouse Queen. It was a fantastic production. So congrats to the 100 Hills Ballet for our Clinton Nutcracker, and thank you to the Clinton Township School District for the use of the facility.
Thank you. Any other new business?
I have new business.
Of course. Of course. I just want to thank Dr. Fyander. When we had our scheduled PNC meeting, we do all of our calendars almost a year out for our weekly or monthly meetings. And last week, the policy and curriculum meeting fell on the same night as the CTMS band concert. And so Dr. Fyander was nice enough to rearrange the location so that we could have the meeting here prior to the concert. And then I was able to see my daughter in the concert. I even got Dr. Foy to come in, and he was like, wow, this is exciting, right? So I want to congratulate the band. It was very entertaining, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I also would like to thank Dr. Fyander for having all of the students from Round Valley and Mrs. High come tonight, because I think that it's important for us to recognize and remember why we're here as board members.
Very good. Any other new business? Okay. Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to the second recognition of the public. All the parameters that I mentioned earlier in the meeting apply here. We will be limiting this section of the meeting to 15 minutes.
It is both disappointing. My name is Frederick Skirps. I'm the NJEA Uniserv field rep for Clinton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is disappointing and disturbing that despite the pleas of the parents, of community members, of the teachers, that you went ahead and took action on 18 PN 165 to transfer those secretaries. Rather than doing, in our view, the responsible thing and investigating everything, you decided to open the board and the district up to further grievances and legal action, including ethics charges against members of the board for interference in the day-to-day administration of the school.
Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing none, can we read the executive session, please?
Whereas while the Senator Byron and their Open Public Meetings Act requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10-4-12 sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session without the public being permitted to attend, and whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10-4-12B, Section B, to be discussed without the public in attendance, and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a part, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Dr. Foy, second. Please. Sandra, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're in executive session.